Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Okay. Let's start this over again.
Hopefully, no more problems.
No more technical problems. Okay. Wise house tips and tricks to long podfic. Hi, I'm Opal Song.
I'm Dr. Fumbles McStupid.
And I'm Katie Hart.
Yay. Okay. So, depending on whether we leave in the first bit of this recording session, you will note that we have had technical difficulties. So we were actually approaching the tips and tricks portion of the podcast, but then none of it recorded. So,
Sorry.
problems with being a podficker. Having recorded something really long and then finding out that your sound quality is terrible or that it didn't record at all.
Yes. I wish I can say this is the first time this has happened to me. But it's the first time over Skype.
Oh. Okay, so we will quickly go over what we did prior. It will be less interesting, I'm sure. But maybe we'll get different stories. So, the first thing I'm going to say is that we're not going to define long podfic specifically for you, the listener, because all of us have different sort of gauges as to what is long. So what's long for me is probably long for you, because what's long for me is like 300K. But you know, like, it doesn't necessarily work in reverse. And I'm not going to say that your 10K podfic, your hour-long podfic, is not long
Because it
for
is.
you. Exactly. And that's, yeah. So, you define what is long for you. And if that is 10K, if that's 5K, then, you know, hopefully we can help you with something. If that's 300K, welcome to the club.
Well, one way you can define it as long is if you need to record it in more than one sitting, then it's probably a long podcast.
Probably, yeah. So we will once again go around the circle with, why do we record the long stuff? What is the draw to long podfic?
Well, I like long ones because they're general plottier, and those are the stories that I like. Also, because I re-listen to my own podfic because I'm, recording something that I really like, and I work in a warehouse, so I get to listen to music all the time. So having something longer to listen to is always really pleasant.
Yeah. You get to spend more time with the characters. You get to get into their head better.
And I will second both of those and add that sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes I do it for the challenge. Sometimes I go, this isn't long enough. I need to record something longer. I did that with Podfic Big Bang this year. I try to trump my previous word count every big, like, Podfic Big Bang or whatever the long version of that is going to be. Come January or something. I try to one up myself every time. And there's a sense of accomplishment to finishing something that is super long as well.
Yeah, there really is.
It's like, I did this. I recorded 13 hours or 30 or whatever.
You definitely feel different about the story when you spend half a year working on it.
That is also true. Okay, so how's of long podfic? We can do this a little bit shorter this time, I think. But are there any differences? Like, you could sort of say, what's your regular sort of recording thing, and how do you record sort of normally, or like, what's your process? And how is that different? How do you approach it differently if you're going to record something that's quite long?
For me, well, normally I sit, I record, I'll do a retake if I stumble over the word or I think I didn't get the meaning across or the feeling across very well. But when I'm doing longer podfic, I'm less inclined to keep redoing stuff over and over again. I'll just be like, nope, that's good enough. Let's keep going because this is going to go on forever. And I guess the only other difference is that it ends up being split over multiple sessions because it's long and I have a very short attention span.
Yeah. Short podfics, usually I'm less likely to read a short fic cold than a longer one. With shorter fics, I usually read it, like it, and decide to record it. And I usually read everything at least twice when recording. With shorter ones, I can read it up 4 or 5 times. With longer podfics, I usually choose fics that I've read a while back. Sometimes months, sometimes years. And there might be surprises. I tend to stick with authors whose work I know well, and I know there won't be anything too iffy.
That's very smart.
Yes. Hook it with a stick. Yeah. It before you read it. Let's see. I don't know. Some of them are easier to read even if they're longer. Others are on the shorter side of long podfics, and they're nearly impossible to record.
That's very true. Like, my original story for Podfic Big Bang, I was, like, having trouble recording it, but, like, the one I'm replacing it through, I'm just, like, firing through the parts. I'm just like, give me more. I'm gonna record more now. Yeah.
I also had that, maybe not with firing through, but with the Full Metal Alchemist one that I recorded for Podfic Big Bang this year. I noticed that it had a rhythm that worked for me. Like, I could just go, like, even though these chapters were like an hour long, every chapter, I could get through it with, I mean, mistakes, but not a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Compared to the Naruto fic that I was recording at the same time, where the chapters were like 20 minutes to half an hour and mistakes all over the place. So, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that with this one too. I went for like, I had like a record of like 6 minutes going without flub, and I was like, what?
Am in shock. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what even happened here?
Yeah. Wow. My difference, so I have streamlined my process a lot since I began recording longfic, but yeah, separate sort of takes. Like, I'll stop and record it again, like, not record it again, but like, you know, continue later. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. Like, I have to do it in multiple sessions. And yeah, I too am less likely to be super picky about every single phrase. I'm also less likely to be picky on my editing as well. Like, if I notice in like hour 13 of this podfic that I have said the wrong name, and I can't find a nice one that I can just slip right in there, or if I've said the wrong word, like, I know I have one of these in one of my Podfic Big Bang fics where Styles is supposed to go into the woods and instead he goes into the wolves, and I was like, I do not even care. Deal with it, people. You know what I meant.
I'm still fiddling with last year's Podfic Big Bang.
Oh, I do not even. I'm like, I'm done.
18 hours and 20 minutes long. And I re-listened to it, and I'm like, there's a whole paragraph missing in this chapter.
That is the worst.
It's due to technical difficulties. I accidentally erased my entire hard drive last year before finishing editing everything. and couldn't recover some of the recordings entirely.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
I didn't notice when I edited the first time. And the paragraph is gone, and there's words missing here and there. So I re-recorded those bits, and I'm gonna put them back in. And I'll eventually repost it. Make it more shiny.
Okay, so we will now move on to the tips and tricks portion, which I actually have a whole bunch of notes on. The rest is just kind of blank paper. So I have about 7 tips and tricks and then one last point for discussion. And you guys can, you know, have opinions on these things. Tell me that I'm not good or that what I'm doing doesn't work for you, or that you love that and that's great, or any of the above. So my tip one, I believe, is streamline your process. That's my first giant tip. Is that if you have a process that, say, you record, you know, the entire thing 4 or 5 times, maybe only do it twice. You will sacrifice a little bit of quality. Like, I won't, you know, let's not joke around here. You will. You'll sacrifice a little bit in quality, but you also won't have to read, like, 90 hours of podfic, of the same podfic. You'll be able to read, like, 30 and get your 15-hour podfic. You know. Good.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I think reading it twice is about as streamlined as I can get.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's what I was trying to say, if I didn't get that across.
Read each page twice and make sure the second take is...
Yeah, I agree. Definitely streamline your process, because... Like, when I first started podficking, and I went from, like, a short story to a longer story, I did, like, a cold read. Like, I had read it, but I did, like, a read through just to, like, hear how I would read through it, and then I'd, like, record it all over again. And, like, that process for me doesn't work for longer fic, because then I get bored, and I don't want to... Then I'll end up not completing my project, because I'm done with the story.
Yeah. And obviously that won't work for everybody, because some people are way more perfectionist than, say, I am. But I find that if you're going to approach something that you consider quite lengthy, maybe take a look at your process and streamline it, or it will just happen naturally. Because you will get bored, or you're frustrated, or you just won't feel like doing that part of your process. Don't feel bad. We all do it.
Yeah. Try podficking something a little longer than you actually do, and you'll realize exactly what is superfluous in your process.
I like that. That's a really good way of putting it. Okay, tip 2. Keep organized. Subpoint, spreadsheets are your friend. I have found when podficking, I'm new to using spreadsheets, and I know as a podficker that's sort of gasp-worthy, because there's the running joke of podficker / spreadsheet equal OTP, but I'm new to that. But when I started recording, like, multiple chapter, and not just, like, 3 or 4 chapters, but, like, 30 chapter fics... I would be in different parts of the editing process at different times, or recording and editing. Like, I would be recording chapter 15, and I'd edited chapters 1 through 6, and I had beta listened to chapter 1 already, and I really needed a spreadsheet to figure out, like, what I had done. So, yeah, keep organized. Know where you are. Don't record things more than you have to.
Yeah.
That's probably something I should do, because I edit all my stuff on my iPad, and, like, sometimes be like, did I edit this? I don't know if I edited that, and then I'll end up listening to the whole thing to see if I edited it or not. Probably I should use spreadsheets. Good idea.
Sensible advice.
You got really muffled there for a moment.
Yeah.
Fumbles?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, you just got muffled.
Oh, well, I should probably use spreadsheets. I don't right now.
Okay.
I don't use them either. And I should.
Well, that's cool. As long as...
I probably should. I just can't get that organized.
Well, and it's depending on, like, how organized you feel you need to be. I would just, like... If you are someone new approaching a fifth, like 20 chapters or 15 or something, I would suggest probably get yourself organized somehow so that you know where stuff is, what you've done to certain files. If spreadsheets work for you, that's great. If you have some other way of doing it, I eventually had to create spreadsheets for all the podfic that I have because I had editing a lot at work, so I use a laptop. But I record on my desktop, so I had to, like, make spreadsheets to try to figure out which fics were where. Like, the final files of stuff. Tip 3. Pace yourself. Don't burn yourself out trying to podfic too much at once. I have 3 subpoints to this, which is 1. Know how long you can go in a session. Know how much time you have to record, like if roommates get home or that sort of thing. Know when your best recording times are. So, like, I know that I work Monday sort of afternoon evenings and my roommate works Monday morning, so I always have a recording time Monday morning, so I can schedule myself to record then. And if you are worried about finishing, set a schedule. Say I'm going to record 1 chapter a day. I do that a lot. If I'm in the middle of a giant project, I'm like, 1 chapter a day, and I can't record more than that because then I'll burn myself out on recording.
Yeah, no comments on that.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, I generally record for 30 minutes to an hour. A day, and so I don't burn myself out on something. But, yeah. Scheduling is good.
I can go for about 4 hours of recording, but usually I try to stick to as much as I can go on 1 mug of coffee.
Oh, I will say again that your being able to record 4 hours at a time is, like, like that, I'm kind of in awe.
Yeah.
Kind of speechless. I can go. I've done 3 hours in 1 go, but.
Okay. Sometimes I have to switch between projects because my voice starts getting scratchy. Usually, when that happens, I have to do short supernatural projects. Take advantage of the voice.
Oh, I definitely have a voice right now. In Attack on Titan, there's a voice, one of the characters, and I fell in love with somebody else's voice for him, and that person's voice for him is, like, this really raspy voice. And so now every time I do his voice, I try to do it, and there are days when I'm just like, it's not working! And right now my voice is just on the edge of that, and so I'm doing all of the Attack on Titan podfic. Tip 4, set up a sustainable recording space. I had to do this when, I got a new microphone and, I used to podfic, with the headset, in fact, that I'm using right now. And when I podfic with the headset, I can put my feet up on my desk, I can, like, do whatever, I can fiddle with stuff, it doesn't pick up my computer noise, but the moment I got this new, microphone, it's way better, it's a snowball, and I had to figure out where to put it, and how to do it, and I tried all sorts of different recording spaces, including sitting on the floor in front of my couch, none of which were sustainable. I have now found one that's sustainable. This is especially important if you want to be recording for long sessions or multiple sessions over a sustained period of time.
Yeah.
And I would say especially for if you're going to do for like long sessions, things that you want is obviously quiet, but also comfortable. You want to be comfortable for your recording sessions. You don't want to podfic, like if you're going to try to go for 3 hours, you don't want to be, you know, having to stand for 3 hours, maybe. Unless you really like standing.
Yeah, if you're sitting on the floor when recording, make sure you have a pillow.
Oh my goodness, yes.
There's nothing worse than your ankles going numb.
I would get lower, like my lower back did not enjoy me sitting on the floor. So I had to abandon that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no other comments.
Connected to that sort of is I have a point about sound quality. So if you're recording something very, very long, you're probably going to have to do it in multiple sessions. Unless you can record crazy long sessions like Katie Hart. So you're going to have to take breaks somewhere. So if you can break, chapters are really, really good to break at. Because then you have the next, like, chapter one or chapter two, which will reset you from chapter to chapter. And if you have a bit of a difference in sound quality, that's fine because it's a separate, you know, entity. And if you don't have chapter breaks, then scene breaks are your next best choice. If you get a fic where there are no scene breaks, curse the author's name. I did one of those. It was like 4 hours long and there were no scene breaks. It was awful. Try to keep, if you want to try to keep your recording quality as similar as possible, I like to keep my recording setup set up in between sessions. To have my microphone, everything all ready, keep them connected, all of that stuff between sessions. So that I can just sit down and start recording the next time and hopefully nothing will have moved.
Yeah,
and my last one is don't worry too much about it. As I said, like, people will get used to the difference, especially if you do it at, like, a chapter break or something. It doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I was recording a story that I had to, like, change location in the middle of recording, and like it would drive me nuts. I'm like, oh, can't you hear the difference? And everyone else is like, no, I don't hear the difference. What are you, crazy? It's probably most of the time just going to be you noticing it.
I guess if you think you might get bored of the story by the time you edit it, if it's a really long one, recording the chapters out of order might be a good idea. If done it, though you can end up in a situation where you start recording one chapter with one microphone and another chapter with another microphone with different setups in different rooms for each one. And good luck keeping up with every version of every chapter.
Oh. But again, if you just switch per chapter, like, that's not as big of a deal, I find. Because you're already resetting yourself at the beginning of that chapter. A little bit.
Yes, if you manage to do the whole chapter in one sitting.
Oh,
but
yes.
But I had
fair.
To do 3 chapters with 3 different setups in 2 or 3 sittings for each.
Ah. Keep organized!
Depending on who was around and how much noise there was in each room. It was not as good an idea as it looked like. Especially when I had to edit and realized I had to do some retakes for them and I couldn't remember which was which.
Oh goodness! Oh no! Oh. Okay. Tip whatever we're on. I forget the number. My tips are all out of order. This one is specifically for if you're part of challenges like the Podfic Big Bang Challenge, or if you're doing it as part some sort of other thing, know when your deadlines are, if you have them. So know when they are, write them on your calendar, that sort of thing, and then you can plan to be done. Because if you've got your schedule and your pacing and that sort of thing, you can plan to be done recording and done editing right on time. So that's just a tip. If you're not doing it as part of a challenge, then, you know, hey, no, you don't stress. Have a deadline. Though I do. Yeah, no stress. But yeah. It's especially good if you're recording long fic to know when your deadlines are, because you'll often start sooner than you would if you're recording a short thing, and also it takes longer to do. So, like, if you're recording something for Podfic Big Bang, and it's going to be fairly lengthy, then, you know when that deadline is, so know sort of when the last possible moment is that you need to have this thing recorded for. So that you'll have time to edit and all of that sort of stuff. So just, you know, keep it in mind.
Definitely keep track of your deadlines. That's something I am terrible, terrible, terrible at. And then you, like, I have to panic in the last week, like, oh my gosh, I have so much to edit. And it puts a lot of added stress onto the situation and makes it not fun. So definitely keep track
Since
of your deadlines.
When is the deadline for Podfic Big Bang?
It's the end of November. Like, it depends on whether you're posting for the thematic week or not. But, like, if you're...
You're stuck. I can't hear you.
Non-thematic week is last week of November. Thematic week, I think, is the week before that, probably. Okay. Also... the utter sadness is that when you keep track of your deadlines and you work to earlier than the deadlines, which is what I do, I'm pretty good at that. I have been done all of my Podfic Big Bang fix for like over a week now. And now I just have to sit on them, which is the saddest, because I have like 600K of fic that I want people to see. And it's, yeah. Yeah, I've been sitting on my first Podfic Big Bang series end of August. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But no panicking for me. So. So. And my last tip is keep motivated. Yay, motivation. Find a beta or cheerleader. Sometimes I use all of Twitter as that. I just post my updates on Twitter, like, you know, 24 out of 30 chapters recorded. 25 out of 34 chapters recorded. I know no one cares, but I'm keeping myself motivated.
I'm just really scared.
I don't mean to scare people. I'm sorry. Other than that, also you can, watch, read, interact with, however you do that, with the canon material. I sometimes find that helpful, to keep motivated about this thing that I'm doing. Yeah. But yeah, try to keep motivated. And knowing when your deadlines are can help you keep motivated,
that's
too.
Important.
I have a tip that at least works for me. Like, as I said in our last recording before I got eaten, when I'm doing a long podfic, I like to read the story and get permission and then wait at least 3 or 4 months before recording, so that it's not super fresh in my memory, so that I'm not just rereading the same thing over and over again, so like it's still like surprising like what's going to happen to me, so I don't remember everything. I know that's not everyone's cup of tea. Some people like want to know everything right before then, rehearse and rehearse, but for someone who like gets bored of things super easily, that really helped me.
Yeah, and while I would never suggest that people record stuff completely cold, especially not something that's long, because you can put a lot of effort into something and then have to drop it. Like something happened to me. But I would say, like it does add something if you do that, or if you, you know, read it quite a while ago and then record it later. I also find that that can keep me motivated, because it's like, I want to know what happens next.
Can't remember if I said that in this recording or the one that got eaten, but I usually record long podfics nearly cold. Stuff read months or years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say, like, the Full Metal Alchemist one, I'm doing for Podfic Big Bang, I recorded the back half completely cold, like, never read it before. Which I was taking a risk, but I wanted to get this thing done. And, I kind of fail on my one chapter per day, thing, when we got to like the last six chapters. Anyway, I was recording like 3 chapters a day at the end, cause I wanted to know what was happening.
Yeah.
So,
the Inuyasha one I'm doing for Podcast Big Bang this year, I read it 9 years ago, and I have no idea how it ends.
Oh, so much anime fic from Big Bang. That makes me really happy. Yay! Okay, I have one last tip, and then one last thing for us to maybe discuss, and then we can be good to go. My one last tip is fairly specific. Please do not attempt to record 8 hours a day for 3 weeks in a row. alternately connected to this, don't try to record 500K in a month. It's a bad idea. I know this from experience. Please don't do it.
We'll keep that in mind.
I did this.
I remember you doing this. I remember watching it on Twitter and going like, crazy! It's like what I was repeating to myself. I'm like, this girl is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I finished 500K in this time frame of Amplificathon. I would have won Amplificathon that year if I had not won host that for Podfic Big Bang that year. Because it was all in nostalgia, old fandoms. Like, it was great. Fandoms that had no Podfic. Anyway, so this was my last tip. More of a warning. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. I don't care if it seems like a good idea. Don't do it. One last topic that maybe we should discuss is music use in long podfic. Specifically, I'm thinking, like, I like to use music at the beginning, at the end, and at chapter breaks.
Sometimes I don't. I try to use at least intro and outro music for really long podfics.
I like using music as intro and outro, and I do like using it for scene breaks. I just finished, like a month or so ago, my longest podfic to date. But before that, my longest podfic to date was a community fic. And I had a lot of fun choosing, I downloaded the community medley, and I chose, like, music from the medley that would, like, fit with the scene that had just happened. And that was a lot of fun to do that and like pull that into the story. And it's a nice divider for long stories.
Yeah. I like the reset of it at the end of a chapter. Like if you begin a chapter with a bit of music, then again, if you have a bit of sound difference between the old chapter and the new chapter, no one cares because they've had that sort of palate cleanser. I also really enjoy, or I find, any, never mind. I'll stop that thought. Anything else? Do you guys have tips or tricks that I haven't mentioned?
Just the one I said earlier.
Katie Hart?
You can try working on 2 or 3 different projects in parallel so you don't get tired.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I work on multiple projects, so when I get bored with one, I can go to the other.
I did that for the first time for Podfic Big Bang this year. I was simultaneously recording the Full Metal Alchemist one that I'm going to post and one of the Naruto ones because they had about the same amount of chapters. So I would record one chapter and then the other chapter. And I found it, like, it was an interesting experience because I don't normally do that. Normally I do one project at a time, at least recording-wise. And it was interesting trying to flip between this fairly poetic internal narrative to, like, Naruto in all of its glory.
Yeah, I'm doing the Inuyasha one, which is pretty serious and introspective and blah blah blah. And then a Leverage Conflict, which is more fun and the character voices are completely different. And when I get tired of both of those, I tend to do short fics, either for Doctor Who or Supernatural.
Yeah, I'm working on an Avatar The Last Airbender one, an alternate universe one, and like a close canon alternate universe. And then I'm working on a psych podfic. So like when I'm like the Avatar one is more serious than the psych podfic, surprisingly enough. So when I get tired of that, I'm like, let's do psych. Let's get some laughs in here.
Wow. I just like so rarely work on multiple projects at once, like recording projects. Once they're recorded, then I edit them all like whatever, but wow. That's good to know. If I ever get bored of a project, I'll
it works, especially if there's something else that you get very emotionally invested in. As I said, you can record the chapters out of order. Just stick to one step. It helps with really long stories, and you won't get... You won't spoil yourself.
What? No spoilers here. Okay. I think if nobody has anything else to say, that's all we have to say on Long Podfic.
Let's hope there's no more technical difficulties this time.
Yeah, oh, yes.
If not, then we gave it, like, our very best try.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't meant to happen. But yeah, so... Good luck with all of your long podfic. I look forward to listening to all of it. This is also a plea for long podfic. In case
most definitely.
Because long podfic is amazing. But yeah, so thanks for listening. I have been Opal Song.
And Dr. Fumbles McStupid.
I guess that's it. This has been Katie.
Bye.